Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram. sarcastic.aa.book. And as I always am, grateful that you're here with me right now. Grateful that I'm here right now. Don't know if your day is starting or ending, what you're doing. So glad that we're here. Got to start it out by saying again, I'm so grateful that I'm sober. That's the headline. Grateful that I am sober. I mean it. I feel that. Not everybody feels that. I know that. But I certainly do. There isn't something more significant in my life to me than that. There isn't. I don't know how common that is, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people in the fellowship that are hurting, struggling, down, bored, lost, going through it. Sometimes because of things that make sense, and sometimes because of things that frankly don't make any sense. I am really grateful that I'm sober. And I'm not a spokesman for AA. I'm not a spokesperson for Alcoholics Anonymous or any 12-step program. I'm not an expert on anything. I have been sober by the grace of God due to the practice of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I can share with you my thoughts and experience about that. And that's it. If I ever say something that is not reconciled in the big book, take it with a grain of salt. I've seen everything except what is in that book fail. Over extended periods of time. I've seen a lot of stuff succeed short term, a year, two, even longer. But long haul, I have seen everything except what's in that book fail. And when I say fail, I mean something very specific. Anything shy of being sober, happy, joyous, and free. Everybody I know who's in the Fellowship is familiar with the term happy, joyous, and free. But to my understanding of the 12 steps and the clear-cut directions that are given as suggestions, if you've completed your amends, you've been thorough and honest, and you're practicing these principles in all your affairs, and you're continuing to seek a higher power, and you're attempting to carry this message to other alcoholics, and you're not happy, joyous, and free, I don't understand. It has nothing to do with outside circumstances whatsoever. In my understanding of all of this, how it works, and in my experience is pretty simple. When I am applying these principles in my daily life, I feel amazing no matter what is going on. No matter what. No exceptions. There's no exception. None. None. Zero. Death, sickness, tragedy, murder. When I'm applying these principles, I feel peace and serenity no matter what is going on in my life. When I'm not applying these principles, no matter what is going on in my life, I'm struggling. And to me, it's as simple as that. If I'm struggling, there's something I'm not doing. Something I'm not understanding. There's something I'm not. I'm blocked. I'm playing God. I mean, ultimately, I'm playing God. Ultimately, I've shared about it before. When I am struggling, essentially, if I'm struggling continuously, I should say, I'm playing God. 99% of the time I'm struggling, it's because I have a vision of how it's supposed to go. And it's not going that way. I mean, I can't put that down. I can't talk about that too much. I mean, that's it. It's too simple. I've said this to so many people verbatim, and as I'm saying it, I see them not hearing me. I see it on their face. They're about to tell me there's an exception. There's something they, you know, but just, I got to hear them out. And then they go on to tell me about how their plan isn't working for themselves, for someone else, for their life, for the world. I mean, what's going on in the world was not my plan. It wasn't your plan. But I don't know. Playing God, I'm having a hard time. I just can't. And there's just so many ways to do that. I mean, I've been going to a lot of Zoom meetings, as I've shared, and I'm loving them. And it's exactly the same to me as going to 3 meetings a day in person. There's some people are present and happy, joyous, and free. Some people are happy because their circumstances are to their liking at the moment. But their serenity is contingent upon that. If the circumstances change, they're going to be in trouble. And then there's people who are having a hard time, who are having a hard time. It's the same. It hasn't changed at all to me. So, I believe the big book. I believe it. I believe every word in there should be taken seriously in its spirit. You don't have to agree with that. Many people don't. But I really believe that. And when it says, just to the extent that we humbly do what we think God would have us and even rely on Him, does He enable us to match calamity with serenity? I chop that up a little bit, but just to the extent that we are trying to do God's will and humbly relying on Him, are we able to be peaceful and have serenity no matter what's going on? No matter what's going on, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on. It's incredible. So, I don't know how to say it gently. I'm going to try. It hurts me. But I think a lot of people are missing something. I really do. Above everything, we have to get rid of the selfishness. Above everything, we alcoholics can't mostly be concerned with ourselves. So, above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this notion that my shit is the most important. And if you're having a hard time with that, I personally, whenever I'm having a hard time with it, inventory. That's simple. Inventory. Well, I'm not willing to do an inventory. Then revisit the third step. To me, it's that simple. I'm either willing to go to a meeting today to see what I can contribute, or I need to do an inventory. If I don't want to do an inventory, I justify it, rationalize it, procrastinate, tell myself there's no purpose to that, tell myself I'm fine, I'm not blocked, and I still continue to feel that way, revisit the third step. That's how it works for me. It's that simple. Because there is no excuse for me under the sun to make today about me in any way. As an alcoholic who's in a recovered state at this moment, who's trying to enlarge his spiritual life every day, there is no excuse under the sun for me to make today about me. None. None, none, none. If I have been thorough up to my and through my amends, and I'm practicing all that stuff. If I'm new, that's a whole different thing. If I haven't gone through my amends process and I'm not actively practicing all this, it's a whole nother thing. Be a mess. It's normal. It's perfect. I don't know another road. Hard to think about anything but yourself. Impossible, I would say, frequently, until you've had some kind of a psychic change. We're selfish. We, meaning everyone, selfish. Mostly concerned with our own stuff. That's the human experience. It's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. Just happens to be for alcoholics and drug addicts that becoming less selfish will solve our drinking problem and our drug problem and also all of our other problems. So it's kind of cool. But happy, joyous, and free was what I wanted to talk about today. Happy, joyous, and free. Our book says we are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. And it addresses that not everyone is capable for this reason or that reason, but before you go putting yourself in that category like I wanted to and did for a long time, really think about what it says. I'm going to read it. It's on page 133. First full sentence on the page. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. We cannot subscribe to the belief that this life is a veil of tears, though it once was just that for many of us. But it is clear that we made our own misery. God didn't do it. Void, then, the deliberate manufacture of misery. But if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence, his power. Limitless power. Limitless power. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. Are you happy, joyous, and free? I guess I wanted to talk about that because I mean, just no other way to say it. I think that, I mean, to my understanding of it, if you're waiting to be happy, joyous, and free until your outside circumstances change somehow, it's not going to happen. Well, you know, as soon as this job comes through, or as soon as this goes, but you know, it's like, no, I have learned that you and me are both right now, in this moment, in possession of everything we need to be happy, joyous, and free. We have it already, right now. Nothing needs to happen externally. Nothing. It's incredible. So, I'm going to break that down just a tiny bit. I'm going to look up a couple words. I'm going to look up happy. I'm going to look up joyous. And I'm going to look up free. What do these things mean? Let me tell you, if I am happy, joyous, and free, let me see. Happy. Happy definition. Definition. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Okay. I would say I have that. Joyous. Joyous definition. Full of happiness and joy. Cheerful. Merry, bright, light-hearted, breezy, overjoyed. I'm getting I'm digging deep there into lexicology, but you get the idea. Free. Definition. Let's check this out. Not under the control or power of another. Not or no longer confined or imprisoned. No longer confined or imprisoned. Relieve me of the bondage of self. Bondage. Don't think something dirty. That's very alcoholic of you. Just kidding. Bondage definition. The state of being a slave. So, yeah. I'm miserable. I'm fighting, struggling when I am into self. Again, you know, I'm in a really, really good mood. I've been affected by what's going on, big time, in a lot of ways. I'm going to get into it because it doesn't really matter. That's my point. My insides haven't really been affected because my job is to be of maximum helpfulness to the people around you. So I woke up in a really good mood, seeing what I can give, contribute, add to the world. That's where I'm at today. But today, I'm there because I don't even need to do an inventory right now. I'm cleaning out. My house is clean. Again, if I wasn't willing to be of service, if I wasn't able to go show up for everything in a way that didn't make it about me, then I would just have to do an inventory. And if I was unwilling to do an inventory, I'd have to revisit step three. That's how it works for me. It's that simple. It's not complex. It's very basic. Are you a deep thinker too? I think I've met one guy who didn't really consider himself to be a deep thinker in my whole life. He rode a chopper onto my property one time, scaring the shit out of all my neighbors. That's another story for another show. I think he told me. It was a simpleton, something along those lines. But everyone else I've ever known, you know, deep thinkers. So I just try to make this super, super simple so I can stay happy, joyous, and free more often than not, and not make today about me. Yeah. I think that's it. I don't know. Like I said, just my own experience, strength, and hope. I have a lot of growing to do, a lot of learning to do. Learning every day. Trying to do better every day. I'm going to try to do better today than I did yesterday. And what I mean by that is I'm going to try and be more open to things changing. Things not going in a way that seems like they should. I'm going to be more open to, try to be more open to, I really try to stay open to being wrong about everything. That encompasses a lot for me. I really try to stay open to the idea that I could be wrong about literally anything. Trying to stay open to that. And when I am open to that, I'm happy, joyous, and free. I really am. Does that make sense? Hope so. I have a Zoom meeting to get to. That Zoom meeting is not going to, you know, open itself. I have a Zoom meeting every day. I host. It's not going to host itself today. I got to show up there, so I got to go. Can't hang out here all day. Anyways, really happy that you're with me. And if you're new, again, if you're new, forget everything I said. Be a self-centered mess. I don't know another way. I'm sorry. It's fine. Easy does it. Be gentle to yourself. It's okay. It will get easier. Keep seeking. It will get easier. I promise. All right, on that note, I am going to go and try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.